words appear. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Present. In association with Sterling Creation, Dining with Donna. Sponsored by VIP Tech.
Hello, 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 and I am Donna J. Jodhan, your host for the Dining with Donna show, week 1 for the month of July. Hey everyone, welcome to July, and I hope that everyone is enjoying their month thus far, their week thus far, and their day thus far. I know that we've just celebrated Canada Day and July the 4th day, two wonderful holidays to be celebrated on our calendar. And I hope that you fill your picnic tables with lots of yummy and delicious food. Thank you everyone who continue to listen to me, to provide me with feedback, with your thoughts, with your suggestions, with your comments. It's very, very important for you to keep sending me all of these, because it is only through you and with you that I could continue to do what I'm doing, which is providing these shows or bringing these shows to you every week. I want to thank my good friend Victor Gouvia as well for giving me this opportunity to be with you. Okay? So, how is everybody doing? Yes, how is everybody doing this week? I hope you're doing well. I am fine. Doing really well this week. And, you know, just looking forward to enjoying my summer and having a wonderful time. And, you know, just enjoying life. Summer is so short here in North America, or most parts of North America, that we've got to make the best of it. Okay, so I have a lot in store for you this week. A main recipe and a bonus recipe. Both of them I have tried, and both of them I really, really like. This is why I decided to share it with you. But before we get down to the business of cooking, I want to tell you about my very affordable monthly offer, $5 per month. If you're interested in wanting to share news about yourself, wanting to share news about somebody else or what's going on in your community, here's your opportunity. You can have access to over 13,000 users. Yes, 13,000 users for my social media channel. And here's what you can do in order to get your information out to these 13,000 users. Send me an email to Ask Donna on Your Blind Life. Sorry, Ask Donna on Your Blind Life at gmail.com. That's Ask Donna on Your Blind Life at gmail.com. When you submit your send in your submissions to me, my editors and I will then review the submission, and as long as your submission does not contain any foul language, we will approve it. No more than 150 words, and for the affordable price of $5 per month, after we have approved it, we will send you notification. And then you can make payment to PayPal at donnajodhan.com. That's PayPal, P-A-Y-P-A-L, at donnajodhan.com. And we will then, upon receipt of your payment, we will then publish your announcement. Now, you have a choice of where you want these announcements to be placed. Either on two of my Dining with Donna shows, or on two of Ask Donner show, or on one of each of these shows. You have three choices. Either on Dining with Donna, to Ask Donna shows, or one each, one of Ask Donna and one of Dining with Donna. And then send your submissions to me at Ask Donna on Blind Light, ASKDONNAONBLINDLIFE at gmail.com. When your submission is approved, no more than 150 words, no foul language, we will send you notification. You can then make payment to PayPal at donnajodhan.com. And when we receive your payment, we will post your announcements. Of course, we will let you know when they are going to be posted. And you have three choices. Okay? Right. It's time to get down to the business of the week. And for this week, we have a main recipe, as I told you. And we also have a bonus recipe for you. And we have some little tips for around the kitchen. Okay, so for this week, the first week of July, we have a recipe of basil chicken merlot with wild mushrooms. Now, this recipe was given to me quite a while ago, and I have made it once or twice, and I really enjoy it. The first time wasn't so good. The second time, I took my time and made this recipe. And I think for this time of the year, it's a great recipe to have, especially at the dinner table. Okay? Here are the implements that you will need for this recipe. Measuring spoon. One kitchen or chef's knife. You know, make sure that this knife is sharp enough. Measuring cups, one chopper for chopping onions and garlic, one can opener, it could be battery operated, it could be manual, it could be an electric can opener, your choice, one bottle opener, and make sure that the bottle opener is nice and sturdy and ready to be put into action. One pasta pot, one skillet, one slotted spoon, one pot spoon for stirring. You need mixing spoon. So before I said measuring spoon, now you need mixing spoon. One crock pot, one medium sized mixing bowl, and then you have serving bowl, a ladle, and always have this one in your kitchen, paper towel. I think paper towels are a must have in any kitchen for cleaning up spills, for wiping your hands, for wiping grease off your pots, anything like that, okay? Now, I continue to say that it is really, really important for you to have all your implements organized before you start anything, as well as your ingredients. So have your implements on your countertop ready to go. Have your ingredients all set out on your countertop ready to go. Okay? It makes it easier when you're carrying out or making any recipes. And you know, making recipes is a really nice way to relax and recharge and socialize with friends and family members. I do this almost every weekend in my own kitchen. I can do it on my own. I can do it with friends. I can do it with family. But it's a nice way to relieve stress, get to know each other, make things together, do things together. All right, basil chicken pasta. Basil chicken. Basil. Oh my god, what's going on with me here? Basil chicken merlot with wild mushrooms. Doesn't that sound nice? I think it does. Yeah. So, are you ready to cook? But before you're ready to cook, you need to know what the ingredients are. Yeah. Alright. Here are the ingredients that you're going to need. 3 tablespoons of extra virgin oil divided equally. Okay? Roasting chicken, about 3 pounds. 1.5 cups of creamy iced mushroom syrup. These mushrooms should be thickly sliced. Let me make sure that I said this correctly. 1.5 cups of creamy, thickly sliced. 1.5 cups of thickly sliced cream, and I'll spell this for you, CREAMIN, creamin, creaminine, CREAMINI, 1.5 cups of thickly sliced creaminine. Okay, I 1 medium yellow onion diced. Okay, 1 medium yellow onion diced. 2 cloves of garlic minced. 1 cup of chicken broth. 1 can, about 6 ounces of tomato paste. 1 cup of Merlot or any other type of red wine. 2 teaspoons of sugar. 1 teaspoon of ground oregano or oregano, as some people would pronounce it. 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Excuse me. 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. 2 tablespoons of minced fresh basil. 3 cups of pasta. Drain your pasta. Okay. Grated Romano cheese is optional. All right, long list of ingredients there, but you know, if you're having problems keeping up with these ingredients, you can always write to me with asking for this recipe, and I'll be happy to send it to you. Okay? Again, write to me at askdonnaonyourblindlife@gmail.com, and I will be happy to send it to you. Okay? Ask Donna on yourblindlife@gmail.com. Are you ready to cook, folks? Heat half of your olive oil in a skillet over medium heat, okay? Heat 1.5 to 2 tablespoons of oil over medium heat in your skillet. Working in batches, brown your chicken on each side for 3 to 5 minutes. Remove this with your slotted spoon after 5 minutes, okay? So, After you brown your chicken on each side for 3 to 5 minutes, it's important that you keep this 3 to 5 minutes. I go for 4 minutes, and then if it's not brown enough, then go the extra minute for 5 minutes, okay? Remove this with your slotted spoon. Set your chicken aside. Heat your remaining oil in the skillet. Remember, we had the 3 tablespoons and we divided it equally in half. So you put the first half of your oil into the skillet, okay? Then you put in your chicken pieces and brown for 3 to 5 minutes. Drain your oil, your chicken, and set aside. Heat the remaining oil in the skillet. And then when you heat that oil, the remaining oil, add your mushrooms, your onions, and your garlic. Cook and stir for 7 to 8 minutes. Until your onion is soft. Okay, make sure that your onion is soft. You don't want onions to be sort of hard or prickly or whatever it is. Make sure that the onions are soft. So, you do this for 7 to 8 minutes or until your onion is soft. I would prefer to have my onion soft. Transfer this to the crock pot. Top with your reserved chicken, okay? Combine your broth, your tomato paste, wine, sugar, oregano, salt, and pepper, so that means the rest of your ingredients, okay, in a medium bowl. So you combine the rest of your ingredients in a medium bowl, okay? After you've transferred your stuff to the crock pot, you combine the rest of your ingredients in a medium bowl. Pour this sauce over the chicken. Okay? Cover and cook on low for 7 to 9 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours. You stir in your basil. Place your pasta in your serving bowl. And you ladle your chicken and mushrooms over your pasta and then your sauce, okay? Garnish with cheese if desired. This makes 4 to 6 servings, okay? Again, if you're having trouble following this, then you probably will because you're just listening to it. Do not hesitate to send me an email to Ask Donna on Your Blind Life at gmail.com. Okay? I hope you enjoyed this recipe because I enjoy it. And I'm going to be probably making this in the next few weeks. Alright then, let's see what else we have in our bag of goodies for this week. Let's go to the bonus recipe. I have another chicken recipe for you, for this bonus recipe for the week. Hot honey chicken. Hot honey orange chicken. Okay? Doesn't that sound great? Yeah. Okay, and this all falls into my category for this month of fine dining. Okay, hot honey orange chicken. Ready? Okay, 6 chicken breasts, and here comes the marinade that you would need for this recipe. 1/3 cup of orange juice, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons taken from a jar of hot banana pepper. So you've got to have the hot banana peppers on hand and take the liquid from that. 2 tablespoons. Pickled hot banana pepper. So take 2 tablespoons of the liquid from this. Okay? 1/2 teaspoon of thyme. And now you need to make a glaze. 1/2 cup of liquid honey, 1/4 cup of orange juice, thawed. Okay, thaw your orange juice, you need 1/4 cup of this. 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1/4 teaspoon of rosemary, 1 cup of slithered banana pepper. These are pretty hot. 1 cup of slithered banana pepper. 1/3 cup of sliced black olive. Remove your skin from your chicken if you don't like skin. I happen to like skin. So I'm going to go with removing the skin from your chicken if you want. Okay? Combine your ingredients that I told you for your marinade in a large bowl. Add your chicken and turn it around to coat all of your pieces in your marinade. Cover and marinate in your fridge for about 2 hours, okay? Or you can do it overnight. It's very, very important to make sure that your chicken is well marinated. Heat your oven to 375 degrees. And to make the glaze, you combine all of the ingredients that I have told you in a bowl. Remove your chicken from the marinade. Place on your baking dish. Brush with half of the glaze that you have just combined. Bake for 25 minutes. And then you scatter your peppers and your olives over the chicken. And then brush with the remaining glaze. Bake 15 to 20 minutes longer, or until your chicken is cool. Okay? Make sure that your chicken is cooked, okay? You can serve this chicken with rice. I got this recipe from family members, and again, I'm going to try this in the next few weeks. So both of these recipes for this week, your basil chicken merlot with mild mushrooms, and this, your hot honey chicken, I'm going to try in the next few weeks. They're both lovely, lovely recipes, great for fine dining. This makes 6 servings, okay? So you have enough for a small dinner gathering or a small supper gathering. Either of these 2 recipes would be a good, okay? All right. Let's see what I have for you for some time savers in your kitchen. Some nice tips for you. If you're looking to clean your plastic cups, if you want to get rid of your tea or coffee stains, use baking soda, okay? Baking soda is a very good agent for cleaning stains out of cups and other things. So use baking soda, okay? And here's another tip for you. All right. If you're looking to clean aluminum utensils, sometimes you find you find that, you know, you have a lot of mineral stains in your aluminum sampler. Okay? So, how do you get rid of these? Boil water to which you will add white vinegar. So boil your water and add white vinegar to it. And then you place your aluminum utensils in there. Let it go for about maybe half hour or so, and then voila. You'll see how these food stains, water stains, mineral stains will disappear. Alright? This is it for me for this week, folks. I am Donna Jodhan. Thanking you for listening in. Again, if you have any problems with either of my two recipes, my basil chicken merlot with wild mushrooms, or my hot honey chicken, please do not hesitate to send me an email to AskDonna on yourblindlife@gmail.com, and I will be pleased to send you a copy of these recipes. Okay? And don't forget to take advantage of my very affordable $5 per month, where you can send in your announcements or your information, and you have a choice of either having me announce these on two of my Dining with Donna shows or two of my Ask Donna shows or one each of Ask Donna or Dining with Donna. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks. Have a great day. Have a great rest of the week. And I'll see you next week. Bye for now.
You can catch Dining with Donna Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. On Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?